This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Book the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Well, the off season is off to a very busy start, really. Think about it. There's so much going on. We have free agency coming up this weekend. The draft is going on as we speak. And the King is coming to D.C., supposedly. And I called it. But joining me, as always, Coach Dan. He was wrong about Lundqvist, I believe.
Well, it's not official yet. Settle down.
I think you're wrong. But Coach Dan is here. What's going on, Coach? How you doing?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And I got to tell you, so last show that we did, I got to admit, it took me about a week to edit. I've been very busy. I have a lot of things going on. Very busy man. But I brought up just on a whim on the last show, oh, you know who'd be really great as a Washington Capital? Lundqvist. I'd love to see him come to town. And then it took me a week to edit, and then news is Rangers are buying out Lundqvist, and now it looks like Lundqvist is going to come to D.C. All signs are pointing to that right now. Anything can happen. We're recording this on Wednesday night.
It's not just all signs. It's like everyone's talking about it. There's reports, although there was, if I read this correctly, it was a report out of Sweden on reports from D.C., and I was, or not from D.C., sorry, from the U.S. And I was like, so it's just a report out of the U.S.? There's Elliot Freeman's talking about it. Bob McKenzie's talking about it. It certainly sounds, even Tarik El-Bashir wrote an article for The Athletic about how Lundqvist is likely going to end up in D.C. or what that means if he was to end up in D.C. I gave you some grief because I was like, no. And I still think it might be, depending on what he's going to cost. You know, I think that's where I have my concerns. But if it's cheap and it's a 1 or 2 year deal, all right.
Greg Wasinski, formerly of Puck Daddy, he actually did say he's hearing it is a 1 year deal. So
I bet it makes the most sense.
Yeah. I mean,
he's 38.
Lundqvist is 38 years old. He is definitely on the back nine.
Is it weird he's only 2 years older than me?
And he's talking about retiring and how this is this old man.
Sports.
But this I think makes a lot of sense. I mean, yes, if he can come in at the right price, we are losing Holtby. All signs point to that as well. Cause he's, even though there's like every team's giving up their goalie, it seems like you keep hearing about all these different goalies being up for free agency or being traded or something, but
the goalie market they're talking about is supposed to be ridiculous, which is why it seems like it's even easier to get someone like Lundqvist for, you know, quote unquote cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap in sports hockey world, not cheap in reality. But, you know, we had a trade with the Penguins. We'll talk about that later in terms of move they made to move out a goalie. We got you talked about Holtby's going to be on the market. Not really sure where he's going to sign. He's likely going to sign, I would imagine, by Friday or Saturday at the latest.
Yeah.
It opens at noon, right?
Noon on Friday, yeah.
So, I think this is definitely, it's interesting because the cap's not going up. And it's likely going to stay this at the same, which was very much not what teams were expecting prior to the world going sideways. And so now we're looking at players getting bought out that might, you know, have still been under contract because teams have to find a way to fit themselves into a flat cap, which is what they weren't expecting. I mean, even the Capitals are in a bit of a tough spot. They got a little bit of a break, unfortunately, because Michael Kempney is hurt and he's going to be out 6 to 8 months after, what was he, tore his Achilles?
Yeah, while he was training.
So he was getting ready. That's really a bummer for him. I mean, you're training, you're working hard, getting ready for the season. You know, things probably haven't gone all that well last season for you. And then to have something like that, and you're done. I mean, we likely won't see him next season. That would be my guess. But that's like $2.5 million. That's off the salary cap for the Capitals. And so they have a little bit more money to play with. That doesn't mean you're bringing back Holtby. I think he's gone. I think we all know that Holtby's gone. You know, you can sign Lundqvist and then you have a little bit more room to kind of play around. Maybe you want to acquire another defenseman to fill in those spots, either for Kempney or for whomever, because, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine and we were talking about the defensive core for the Capitals and it's looking interesting. And so having a guy like Lundqvist back there can be helpful for the young defenseman as well as for Samsonov, who's going to get, you know, he's going to be the arguably the number one unless he comes in and has a bad camp. And then your starting goaltender. What if the Rangers signed Holpe?
No.
And we just, it's not going to happen, but it would just be, you know, it'd be fun. We traded goalies essentially. But Lundqvist actually, I think I read he had better numbers. Not by much. I mean, we're talking like little bits, but like he had better numbers than Holpe last season. So
I think this is, if this happens, and again, we don't know if it 100% will.
Here's
or not.
What's going to happen. Friday at 12:01, they're going to announce that they signed Lundqvist, and you are going to send me a text in all capital letters. Told you. That's what I'm gonna get a text. I'm gonna see on my watch. I'm gonna see it says from Brandon. I'm like, nah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Not happening.
It's just a gif of somebody dancing and just told you. No, so
it's just gonna be you are gonna find a gif of someone saying told you or called it or something like that. And I'm gonna be like, this has happened before though with you, where you like make some outlandish comment and I'm like, you're nuts. And then the next day, someone in the know in the hockey world is like, oh, so-and-so is going to sign for the Capitals. I'm like, how did he do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and also we'll bring it up in around the NHL later on, but I've been saying since the pandemic started, next season should start January 1 with the Winter Classic.
Wait. No, you said next season is going to start next fall.
Yeah, I said that in the last episode, but back
in
March.
But you had the idea. You did have the idea of, if you guys can't see this, but on my screen, I'm actually pointing at Brandon on Zoom. You had the idea that the Winter Classic should be the first game, which for a marketing standpoint is brilliant. I love that idea. The no fans, a little bit of a killer.
Now, but this is what they should do. All right, I don't want to talk about this. We're going to save this till the end of the show because I've got another theory that they should do, and I don't want to waste it here. Let's talk about Lundqvist.
Well, everybody, whatever it is, it's going to happen because every time Brandon makes some crap up, it turns out to be true.
All right, let's talk about Lundqvist. I think this is a great move on all parts. It's a one-year deal, so
it's
pretty...
a good move for the ladies in town. I'm just kidding. He's, like, married, has kids, but everyone's always like, woo.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not far from New York, so he knows the area. He knows D.C. well. He knows Ovechkin, so it's a good
not
move.
Not that close.
It's 3 hours. That ain't bad. That's a day trip.
How fast do you drive?
Well, it's 3 hours.
No, it's not.
That's 3 hours.
Oh, my God. All right, anybody on the road, if Brandon's... Well, that's because you're coming from... No, that's still fast. Even coming from Baltimore, even though you're past the tunnel, you're still... No. How fast do you drive on the turnpike?
That's like 60, 65. When there's no traffic.
I'm calling BS.
I went to New York a couple years ago, and I took a mega bus there, and the dude coming back was freaking booking, man. We got back to Baltimore in like 2 hours and 15 minutes. That dude, I mean, he was flying down the highway. And let me tell you, don't reserve the two front seats on the top level of the bus when a dude's going like 80, because that is like the scariest ride I've ever had. I don't get car sick, and I got so sick to my stomach driving home that night. It was terrible.
I drive my own car.
I see. I drive 2 hours where I used to before COVID has me working from home every day. But I used to drive 2 hours on the road every day. I hated driving. Absolutely hated driving. But it's not. I guess it's not too bad now.
All right. So anyways, the point of this is that you drive too fast because there's no way you're getting from just north of Baltimore to...
Just north? No, right, I am in Baltimore.
No, I meant like downtown. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm 10 minutes from downtown.
You don't have to go through the Harbor Tunnel, right?
When I'm going south, yes. When I go north,
why are you going south to go to New York?
It's a secret.
He goes down to then go around on the Baltimore Beltway. No, yeah. That would make zero sense. Yeah, all right. So what we've learned from this discussion that we've already gotten off track, we're less than 10 minutes in, is that you drive way too fast. Because from where I am in Montgomery County, essentially in Rockville, it's like I mean, 4.5.
I don't know why. Well, way to go, Grandpa.
No, not when I'm driving. I got places to be. I don't know what you're talking about. But, I mean, maybe because, it's 5, you stop.
You stop?
Hold on.
It's 3 hours.
No, it's not, you psycho driver. Stop at the Chesapeake House or the Maryland House. I usually go to the Chesapeake House. It's got some good sandwiches. A little overpriced, but stop there.
Pack before you go.
What?
You pack food before you go. You don't stop.
No, you stop. Okay, first of all, I got to travel with a small human now, so I got to stop so he can...
Before this
child.
Well,
I was going to say so he can pee, but he's got a diaper, so whenever he wants, he can be like, all right, I'm going. All right, anyways, back on track. Lundqvist, not going to be like going back to New York to go to the grocery store. He's clearly going to have to move.
Well, yeah, but it's not that far away from what he knows.
Commute from Manhattan to Kettler, or what is now, what is it again?
MedStar Capital Iceplex.
All right. The commute from Manhattan to the Caps practice facility that I don't remember the name of.
Capital Center.
Sure. Is gonna he'd be no that doesn't make any sense so I he's moving or right. His family will stay and he'll just not see them for a while.
Well, I mean, depending on how the season goes, that might be what he's doing anyway, but
that's a good point.
But I mean, he knows Ovechkin, he knows the team well, he knows these guys are hungry for a cup, new coach, all
he's
signs point
hungry for a cup.
Yeah, and I mean he only has a few years left, so you know he's looking for a cup and a team that will bring him one. So this makes sense for him. It makes sense for the Capitals because they do have Samsonov in net, and the guy is young. He had a great season last year, but he's still got a lot to learn, and who better to learn it from than one of the best goaltenders ever in the league, in Henrik Lundqvist. And, I mean, they could do a 1A, 1B tandem. You know, maybe you don't consider Lundqvist as a backup. You know, they maybe could split the game. So I think this is a win-win for everybody. The price point definitely is going to be a little bit of a stickler. But having Lundqvist on your team, you're a better team no matter what if he's on your team.
Yeah. I mean, he's easily a Hall of Fame goalie. He's hungry because he wants to have, you know, he had a shot at the cup and the Rangers lost, and he wants another one, I think. Like you said, having a 1A, 1B, and I don't think they're going to split. I think Samsonov's going to go in being the number one, and, you know, Lundqvist won't play quite as many games as he's used to in the season, and I don't know if that's going to be good or bad. Sometimes the goalies, like Holpe, like to play a lot of games because it would get him into a good frame of mind and, you know, the physical aspects that go into playing goalie. So that'll be interesting to see if Lundqvist gets frustrated at all in terms of being the quote-unquote backup. But I'm sure he's going to get plenty of games throughout the season. And I think having a veteran guy, I mean, they had that in Holpe if they decided to keep him around and have him, you know, work with Samsonov. But I think Holpe wants to be the number one. I don't think he wants to be a 1A, 1B situation. He wants to be the guy. And I understand that he's only, what, 31 or something along those lines. So he's still got plenty of years left in his career. So it makes complete sense to bring in, you know, we talked about, I think before, and everyone has talked about in terms of having a veteran backup. You just didn't think the veteran backup was going to be a future Hall of Famer necessarily to come in. And it sounds like because he's getting this money from the Rangers because they bought him out, that my guess is he cares more about having an opportunity to win the cup than the money. And so he'll probably take a smaller deal to be able to come to DC and have a chance potentially to win a cup next season.
Yeah, and I don't think this is going to be like a Tomas Vokoun type of situation. This is Henrik Lundqvist. You know, that name should mean something to you guys. So, but Lundqvist, let's see what happens on Friday. If he does show up, I'm going to be calling the Capitals team store to get a jersey with Lundqvist's name on the back immediately.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I'm going to do. But let's talk a little bit more about money. Cap spending a little bit of cash, a little bit of money. Brendan Dillon, you got to be excited about this. He's your boy. He's getting a 4-year deal. And I got to say, I'm okay with this. Originally, I told you I wasn't okay with it, and I didn't know if he was going to stick around. But at that price point, he's the third highest paid defenseman on the team. I think that's a fair price for a guy like Brendan Dillon. So he's got 4 years. He's going to be here a little bit. No trade clause. So if they do want to trade him, they can if they want to. That's not in there, but good deal, and Brendan Dillon seems to be a Capital for the next 4 years.
I like it. I mean, 4 years at 29, a little long, but the cap hit's not that bad, 3.9, so it's something you could potentially move on if you want to. I don't anticipate that happening, at least not for the next season or two. I look like that he's probably going to be paired with Carlson. I think that's a good pairing between the two of them. I like the physicality that he brings to the team. I think he wants to be here. He's said that since he got traded, that he'd like to re-sign in DC. He's already tweeted out that he's excited to, what do you say, rock the red?
Yeah. Is it still the rock the red era?
Well, now they say all caps, but I didn't really care for rock the red. And I actually like all caps less.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Rock the red's fine. I still want a good blue jersey.
But there was one.
No, there was.
We've been over this.
No, there was in the, you know, early 2000s.
No, a couple years ago in Annapolis.
Or late 90s is what I actually meant to say. No, that you're wrong. Anyways, so no, I like the Dylan signing. I think it's a good move. I think, you know, if you're going to go out and find a guy like him on the open market, it probably would have cost you a little bit more. So I'm fine with this signing. I think it's good that the, you know, there's no trade clause, so they could move him if they wanted to. I think that's fine. I'm a little surprised, but not really. For that kind of money, I guess you probably wouldn't see a guy with a no trade clause. I'm actually looking at cap friendly right now. And, you know, one of the guys I talked about before in terms of moving him out was Dmitry Orlov. If they want to free up some cap space. I didn't realize he has a modified no trade clause, so he can submit, looks like 5 teams that he cannot be traded to.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I mean, you typically see that where they're like, essentially it's an opportunity for like, I don't want to go to any of these teams because they suck, you know, or whatever reason. So like Carlson has a no trade clause. He can submit between 2018 and 2022. He can submit a 15 team no trade list between 2022 and 2026 when his contract ends. But he can submit a 10 team no trade list.
Okay.
So yeah, it's interesting. You know, the defensive core, as we're looking at it right now, it looks like we're going to see a pairing, I should say, because I think Dylan's he's a lefty. We'll probably see Dylan and Carlson. We're likely then going to see Orlov and not Kempty. Who?
Kempty.
Yeah, that's actually the kid they drafted. Not really. Is it Orlov? I don't think you see Orlov and Jensen, both because they're right-handed, but then also because then you're putting two younger guys together. So maybe we see an Orlov and a Siegenthaler and then a Jensen and someone like, not Alexiev, a Favari. I can't help but try and say his name in a weird voice. Martin Favari. So he, you know, that's a righty lefty on both sides. Favari, I think, definitely is going to make this team next season. They've got him under contract for 3 more years. So there's no reason to, you know, be too worried about what's going to happen for him in the future. I think you bring him up, you have him play. My guess is Alexiev still with the Bears, and maybe he gets a couple of cups of coffee at the NHL level, and they'll kind of go from there. I mean, they re-signed Lucas Johansson, surprisingly. I thought he was going to want to leave because, if I recall, he wanted out.
Did he?
Yeah, because he was like, other players had passed him in the Capitals' eyes on the depth chart, and he wasn't really thrilled with that. He wanted the opportunity to play at the NHL level. He didn't think he was going to get it, but then he signed a 1-year two-way deal.
Huh.
Get this, though. When they sign 1-year two-way deals, right, they get a different level of money between if they're playing in the NHL or the AHL.
Right.
So at the NHL level, it's $700,000. At the AHL level, it's $95,000.
It's a big difference.
Now, yes, either way, good amount of money. Especially, I imagine, in Hershey. I don't know. I'll have to go on Redfin and see what houses cost in the Hershey area, but I have to imagine they're not terribly expensive. So you probably get something nice for making $95,000
a year. But you're not putting down roots in Hershey. You're getting an apartment or a condo.
Hey, Hershey's very nice.
Well, yeah, but if you're playing for the Bears.
All right, you get an apartment, you're still, you get a nice apartment.
Yeah.
But I was a bit surprised. At 22, he only got 2 assists in 9 games with the Bears last season. He did miss a lot of it due to injury. So, you know, he's got an opportunity to come out and prove himself, and maybe he surprises everybody. And Caps give him another – or give him an actual opportunity if he plays well next season. But he's got to stay healthy to do that. They did not extend some qualifying offers to a few guys. I don't think that means they're not going to bring them back, though. But defensive-wise, Chris Bandoulis and Connor Hobbs were both not offered qualifying deals. They could re-sign them, or the Bears could always sign them.
Right.
I don't think just because they don't receive a qualifying offer means they're not going to come back. It usually means that if they were to go, not arbitration, because I think those guys might not be eligible.
No, Travis Boyd's the only one that's eligible.
So I think that's why Boyd did not get an offer is because they were worried that he was going to get more than they could afford. And in which case, I guess they could have just walked away from it. So I don't know. But either way, that doesn't mean that Boyd's not coming back. It's unlikely, I guess, at this point. But they could have something potentially worked out where, like, wait till free agency and then we'll sign you to a deal. But I don't know. We'll see. But defensively, I think this team's pretty good set up right now. You know, I think Jensen started to play a bit better. And they have a new coaching staff, at least a head coach.
But yeah, so, let's see what happens with the coach first. I was not impressed with Jensen and his
ability.
No,
I haven't been either. I think he's played a little bit better. I mean, I wasn't really impressed with anybody in the bubble. But I think he played a little bit better towards the end at points last season. So I'm still curious to see what they can get out of him. And pairing him up, potentially on third pairing with Favari, I think is at least worth looking at, you know, or I mean, because I don't think with Kempney now injured, you necessarily want to move Jensen unless you're bringing another veteran guy to play with a young guy.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Kempney right here. So Kempney, the year after the Cup,
it's Kempney, run, remember
Kempney,
Kempney,
Kempney, the year. dude was lighting it up for the Cup run. He was doing an absolutely fantastic job. Got himself a new contract. We were all impressed. I gave him defensive player of the year that year for our What the Puckies. And then last year, not the greatest year. He got hurt then, or 2 years ago, I should say, the two seasons ago. Didn't do the greatest job, got hurt, and then he came back this year, and he was not playing great the entire season. He got benched in the bubble. He got the press box treatment and wasn't doing well again, and now he gets hurt. He's out 6 to 8 months with a torn Achilles. That's a rough injury. We wish him a speedy recovery, but what does this mean for Kempney's future with the Capitals? Because to go out on injury and then, you know, before that not perform very well, and now you have a new head coach coming in who doesn't know what you're like to work with, he's going to already form relationships and have his favorites of who he wants in the lineup. I don't know. This could we have potentially seen Kempney in a Caps jersey the last time already?
It's possible. You know, at 30 years old, he's got 2 years left on his deal. So if he misses the season, he's going into the last year of his contract. So next year is almost a prove-it year for him if he doesn't play. Season after is almost a prove-it year if he doesn't play next season.
Wait, so six to 8 months. So there, hypothetically, the NHL is saying January 1's the start. So that means he could be back. Where are we at now? We're in October. So it's...
Yeah, I mean...
He could be back in March.
That's August. What? Oh, I'm doing from January.
No, it's 6 to 8 months from
January
now, right?
January is 1, so August is 8, and I know how maths work. Wait. What are we in? What are we, October?
It's October, yeah.
I'm tired. it's like not even 7 o'clock. I'm already exhausted. So if we're in October, yeah, I guess March. Yeah, but then it's like, I don't know. We'll see, man. I mean, depending on how things go, at that point, you're probably, if the season starts in January, are they looking to get all 82 games in?
Supposedly.
I call BS. Because then the season's ending again in what? August?
Well, you see, they can't even do that because the NBC crew has the Olympics next summer. It was supposed to be this summer. That didn't happen, so it's next summer.
NBC,
so they don't.
Well,
they're not going to have enough of a camera crew, a production crew, to cover the NHL and the Olympics. That's impossible. You're going to be freelancing like crazy, and I'm sure, you know, there's.
Oh my God! It gets when guys like the cameramen are confused where the puck is and like follow the wrong player. It's going to happen so much.
Yeah, I mean, they can't go into July. They can't. 100%, they cannot go into July.
All right,
July.
So you can't do an 82-game season.
Yeah, I don't know how you would.
Well, that's not true, I guess, what I said. You could if you're doing these, like, mini bubbles, because then you can play a bunch of games relatively quickly, I think. I don't know. I may have just made that up. I have no idea how it's going to work. That's the thing. Like, we don't know because we don't... They say January 1st, but that's like with a giant asterisk next to it.
We're going to talk about that later.
So, I don't know. Have we seen the last time Kempney played in a Caps jersey? Maybe. I think if he hadn't gotten hurt, there's always the possibility that was the case if they wanted to move him to free up some cap space. This was another way to go and do it. But I don't know. I it's too hard to say right now with just so many other things up in the air. You know, if the season starts January 1 and his recovery goes well, I could, and they don't make any other moves in terms of the defense, I could definitely see him coming in. But then who's he going to replace? You know, if Jensen is struggling, he could potentially then, although you can't line him. Oh, I mean, they could line him up with like a Favari but they're both lefties.
Yeah.
But some coaches don't care about that. So I don't know. I mean, it could, no, I think we're going to see him again in a Caps jersey, but a lot of that depends on what the defensive core looks like when he's ready to come back.
Yeah, we'll
see.
I
still think there's a chance Orlov gets moved.
I do too. I really do. Yeah.
Depending on, because they have, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys signed to a contract, 11 forwards, and they technically still have to re-sign Siegenthaler. He was offered a deal,
yes,
so, or a qualifying offer, I should say. So they I don't know. They still have Ponick. It sounds like they're trying to move him. Although it sounds like the Dylan deal. Yeah, they're trying to move Ponick to free up the money to re-sign Dylan, but then Kempney got hurt, and they're like, right, well, there's that money. But, you know, if they're trying to move Ponick, they might still be trying to move him, in which case then you need to get another guy, and there's a good chance that Connor McMichael's playing on the roster, you know, in January or whenever. You know, and so that gives you another guy that could be playing, but you still have an open spot where you need to have someone, and then you're likely going to want to have an extra forward that's up in the press box in case someone gets hurt right before the game. So they need to free up some cap space, and one way to do that is to move not only Ponick but Dmitry Orlov, but then you're kind of lessening your veterans and your overall quality of your defense, even if you don't like Orlov branded.
I don't know. He plays well every once in a while. I don't think he's worth that contract. He's a guy who's good sometimes. let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about the draft. The Capitals went into the draft saying, we're just going to go with whoever is available at that time.
Nice.
Best player. And that's about it. That's how we ended up with Samsonov. We were like, why would you draft a goaltender? Why do we need a goaltender?
We have this Braden Holtby fellow. And then that was brilliant.
Yeah. But the Caps actually moved up. They moved up a couple spots because they wanted to get this specific player that they were kind of shocked was still available. So can you tell us a little bit about this guy? What he got picked as?
Well, I know so much about the... I don't know really anything about the younger players. They picked Hendricks with an X. Hendricks LaPierre. He looks like he's about 12. He's probably like 18 or something. Or 17. So he probably is... Yeah, he's just got a little bit of facial hair right over the lip. Right. He picked him 24th, trading up. They traded their 24th and their 80th pick. I read it wrong. To pick this kid. This guy sounds like he's actually going to be an excellent player. A lot of people were very excited for the Capitals or those that are Caps fans that kind of airing the know, so to speak, about the Canadian leagues and sort of young draft players. He sounds like he should have been a higher draft pick, but he's had some injury issues that kind of scared teams off.
They were saying top 10 talent.
Yeah, like this kid is supposed to be good. Yeah. Now, I think he weighs about 12 pounds. So he's 18. He's going to have to put on a little bit of weight. He's 6 feet tall. You know, it's funny how they don't look that big, but the guy would like tower over me. 6 feet tall. He's 179 pounds. So he needs to put on just a little bit of muscle or I feel like he's going to get abused at the NHL level. But he sounds like he's a fantastic player. Came out of the Quebec Major Junior League. I don't want to pronounce the team that he played for because I don't know how.
I saw that name and I'm like, I can't wait to see Coach Dan try this.
All right, here we go. You ready? All right. I'm going to stretch it out even though I'm only speaking. So is it Chicoutimi Seguinins? It actually sounds like it would be the name of a player. More than a team, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you hear, like, Rimouski Oceanic, and you're like, all right, that's not a
character
person.
From Lost.
Be a weird... No, that's Oceanic Airlines. Great show. But, like, you hear it, and you're like, all right, well, Rimouski's definitely not the name of, like, a person. Like, that's not a thing. But you hear this name, and you're like, I could see that person getting drafted in, like, the fourth round. But, no, that's where he's been playing. Apparently, he was tearing it up until he got hurt. So they thought he had three concussions. Turns out he had one concussion and then his spine got all jacked up. I think it was a vertebrae was pinching a thing or something. I don't know. I only took a couple classes of anatomy and then dropped it. So I don't know what's going on there, but I think that, you know, other teams getting scared off might actually be a benefit. This kid plays center. And so if we're looking a couple of years down the line when Backstrom's, you know, walking off to the Hall of Fame and, you know, you're looking at your top two centers are possibly Connor McMichael and LaPierre or the other way around. And, you know, centers, obviously all the spots are important, but your center spots, your four centers in your lineup are incredibly important. And to have that strong, what's the term that the hockey people use? The spine of your team or some nonsense like that, right? Having those four quality centers is fantastic. Choice. And so having a guy like, I mean, you could have Kuznetsov. You have Kuznetsov, McMichael, LaPierre, and I don't know, Jay Beagle's kid or something at that point. So, you know, there's always a possibility. These are the guys who are the future of the organization right now. I don't think this kid's obviously going to be coming and playing for the team next season, but crazier things have happened. And that would probably save them a good amount of cap space in terms of bringing up a young guy. But You know, typically you see teams with young centers, they haven't played on the wing, so I expect McMichael to come out and play on the wing next season, potentially on a third or fourth line, while he gets more comfortable. And then, you know, potentially the same thing for this kid in the future.
I'm excited to see what happens with this kid. And the Caps took a risk. I think that they were like, look, this kid's supposed to be the real deal. Yeah, he had a rough season and he's had a couple concussions, but we think that we can do something with him. And I'm excited to see what they do with him. A center, you got to, like you said, Backstrom, you know, he's probably, what, he's got 4 years left. He's probably done after that. So five. This kid can come in 5 years.
He'll be 37. I could, you know... So him and Ovechkin always want to go, like, they sounds like they want to kind of walk off into the sun, or ride off into the sunset, whatever the phrase is, together.
Yeah.
But, although I think, when does Backstrom turn? So Backstrom turns 33 November 23rd. So, yeah, I mean, maybe he's done at 38 or 37, 38. You know, or maybe he wants to play a couple more years, and Ovechkin's just kind of watching him from afar, wishing he was playing with him.
In the KHL for Dynamo.
I could see that. Ovechkin going and playing for a little bit. But no, I mean, they might play, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with those guys. But no, I definitely think we have a nice future spine of this team with Kuznetsov, if he's still here, McMichael and LaPierre.
And LaPierre, let me tell you, watching that kid hear his name, what a cool piece of video, because you could tell, like, that kid also was expecting to go in the top 10. And when he got dropped down and they finally say his name at, what was it, 24, you said? 21, no, 21, no, right? 21,
yeah, sorry, 21, I botched my reading of the article that was in front of me.
Yeah, yeah, so they got him at 21. The sigh of relief from this kid was 20, just 20 amazing.
22nd.
22nd, sorry. But he was just, you could just see, like, you know, all the worries all on his face just gone. Like, finally, I got picked up. And he said, you know, this will make everybody feel old as well, that Ovechkin was the first jersey that he ever got as a kid. So that makes everybody feel old. But this kid, I mean, he's something that's going to be fun to watch to see how he develops. Hopefully he can stay healthy, but it was a gamble the Caps were willing to take, and hey, go for it. Top 10 talent you can get at 22. Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Well, you know, the last time we picked late and got a guy that dropped this far was Philip Forsberg. So let's hope things don't repeat themselves.
Oh, good. We're going to trade him in Nashville.
Yeah. We're going to trade him for Martin Erat's kid. That would have been nice to keep him. Anyways, so yeah, I like the pick. You know, I don't really know anything about the younger players. You know, I looked at a couple of people's mock drafts and things like that. I'd have to go back and look and see where they actually put him. But you know, I think it was a good move. I think they moved up because someone else was. I think the Flyers were supposed to pick after the Caps, or they did pick after the Caps, and they were probably looking at him. You know, and it sounds like the Caps are really excited to get him.
Yeah.
So I have no problems with trading like a third round pick for him, or a third round pick to get him.
Right. Who were some of the other kids that got drafted today by the Capitals?
Well, the draft's still happening as we speak. So let's see. In the fourth round, they took a gentleman named right winger Bogdan Triniev. Played for Dynamo Moscow. And then in the fifth round, out of the Spokane Chiefs of the Western Hockey League, they selected Bear Hughes. I like his name. Because everyone's like, he needs to play for Hershey.
Oh, absolutely. He can't ever leave Hershey. This is his own problem.
Do you think he can do that thing where, you may not know this, but like sometimes players put their first name, and you see it a lot in soccer, European football, where players will have like just one name on the back, like their first name. I kind of want him to do that.
I mean,
come on, Hershey Bears, and then a bear on the back.
Maybe put his head on the Hershey Bears logo. That would be kind of funny.
That's a little creepy, but also funny. I believe they also just picked a guy. Oh, now I gotta go find it. Hold on. Oh, did the Caps and Pens make a trade? Yes, they did. Caps have obtained another pick, dealing their seventh rounder in 2021 for Pittsburgh's seventh rounder this year. So they must have found someone they like. I'm trying to go back and see. There's probably somewhere else to look at to find all these picks, but I can't find it right now. Okay, in the sixth round, they took... Oh, by the way, Barry Hughes is given... His first name is Cassius, but I...
That's not as fun.
Well, I mean, it's still pretty good. But either way, Caps took goaltender Garin Bjorklund, in the sixth round out of Medicine Hat of the WHL. 6'2", 173. Also, needs to put on a little bit of muscle. So we'll see how that guy goes. But Bjorklund, if he makes it to the NHL, I will buy his jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Because his last name is fun. I don't know where they're picking, and at this point, who knows if anybody's even going to make it to the ECHL. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's the draft so far.
What else is going on in Caps world? Anything?
No, I think that's pretty much it in Caps world. I mean, they're still making picks, and at this point, it's a crapshoot. Although, if you made a trade to move up in the seventh round, you clearly are interested in someone.
Yeah. Huh. Well, they're like, well, we need somebody for South Carolina, so let's get that seventh rounder.
Yeah, if they even make it that far. Not to be mean, but like, you typically, seventh rounders don't make it quite as far. I mean, let's go back and look at the Caps history. We'll go back a couple years to see if anybody could actually have made. So going back to 2016, the only guy to play in the NHL was Beck Mallinson. He played 3 games. Actually, this past season. Let's see. 2015, Samsonov and Jonas Siegenthaler. Only 3 guys in the 2014 draft where they picked 6 guys. Vrana, Walker, and Gersick.
I was there. I was in Philly for that one.
Oh, that's right. You did go.
Yeah.
Actually, they had a pretty good 2013 draft in terms of guys actually playing in the NHL. Burakovsky, Madison Bowie, who actually just got bought out by, or sorry, did not get a qualifying offer from Detroit.
Uh-oh.
Zach Sanford, who they traded to the Blues? Yes. And he's played a decent amount of games. And then Tyler Lewington's played 8 games. 2012, Philip Forsberg. Chandler Stevenson actually got a new deal. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Things worked out very well for him.
Good for him. I liked him.
Out in Vegas. He just didn't fit with this particular roster.
That happens, but he was a talented guy, but we'll talk about him in a minute. So that's it for what's going on in Caps world. We're not going down on the farm this time around. We already talked about that. We talked about the draft. Let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're going around the NHL. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. We got drafts, we got trades, we got free agency coming up. Coach Dan, what is going on around the NHL?
Well, since we just talked about the Caps, let's stick with someone associated with the Washington Capitals, as Carl Alzner was placed on waivers by the Canadiens for the purpose of buying him out. He's only 32. So he'll have an opportunity to sign with someone new on October 9th. That, unfortunately, did not work out for Carl going to Montreal.
So you think he's gonna sign somewhere else? You don't think this is a career for him? I mean, he has not been great in Montreal.
He's 32. He probably still wants to play.
Probably, but not a great showing in Montreal, and he was hurt a lot.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to get, like, a lot of money. He's probably going to sign, like, a 1 or 2 year deal at a league minimum kind of thing and try and play his way back in.
I mean, he's got talent. He's a great guy, and he'll be one of those guys that, you know, doesn't matter what you ask him to do, he'll do it. But
if it's low money and you're a young team, it's not the worst thing. You know, if you probably got money to spend at that point. Detroit bought out Justin Abdelkader and put him, or will be buying him out. They put him on waivers with the purpose of a buyout. He's 33, so he'll be an unrestricted free agent. There was someone else that got bought out, and now I can't find it. Oh, well, moving on. We got a couple guys getting new deals, but actually, let's go with the deals first, right? So we got a couple guys going back to October 3rd. So the Flyers signed goaltender Brian Elliott to a 1-year, $1.5 million deal. Vegas, with their own little goalie controversy going on right now, they signed goaltender Robin Lehner to a 5-year, $25 million deal. That's a $5 million cap it. He is definitely their number one guy, and they're trying to move Marc-Andre Fleury. I actually saw something, and I think I read this wrong because this can't be right, but Vegas says that they'll send a second-round pick and Fleury to a team just to take him off the books. I don't understand that. Why would you send your second round pick? And is this like, this is them, this is payback for when they like force other teams to give away picks to not, or to take certain players in the expansion draft. But I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Penguins, they signed goaltender Tristan, is it Jari? I don't care. He's a Penguin. To a 3-year, $10.5 million a year. That's a $3.5 million cap it. Remember the Penguins, that's going to come in interesting in a little bit. Dallas signed defenseman Andre Sequeira to a 2-year, $3 million deal. That's 1.5. That's how math works. Jason Spezza signed with Toronto, 1-year, $700,000. Sebastian Aho, as a restricted free agent, re-signed with the Islanders for 2 years. It does not, TSN's not saying what the cap hit is, and so I don't care. We talked about Dylan already. Jesse Puljujarvi. No, like I said that right. 2 years, $2.35 million, cap hit of 1.175. How do you think you negotiate a or maybe it's restricted in that? No, it's too early for that. How do you think you negotiate for 2.35?
I don't know. Maybe
if he was like, I want two, and they, or no, he, I want 2.5. They said you can get two, and they're like, well, let's meet in the middle, but then give me a little bit more than that.
It's probably what, it, yeah, that's
because that's a weird number to land on. And then Columbus, they actually acquired Max Domi. We'll talk about this in a minute. They acquired Max Domi from Montreal, then signed him to a 2-year, $10.6 million deal. He's got a cap hit of 5.3. Yeah, I think he's going to work out well in Columbus. That's a nice deal for them.
Not good for the Caps.
No, because now they got to see him all the freaking time. But in the world of trades, we've had some interesting ones. We talked about Mark Stahl last time. I think so. Yeah, Rangers sent Mark Stahl to Detroit in a second-round pick in 2021 for future considerations. That was a salary dump. I don't remember if we talked about this. The Penguins sent Patrick Hornquist to Florida for Mike Matheson and Colton Sekivoyer. We did talk about Eric Stahl and Marcus Johansson, that deal. That was an interesting one. The, let's see, Blackhawks sent defenseman Olli Maatta to L.A. for forward Brad Morrison. The San Jose Sharks acquired Ryan Donato from Minnesota for a 2021 third-round pick. Sharks not done there. A day later, making a trade. Also with the Minnesota Wild. I don't understand why this wasn't just one big trade. Did they have to like pick up the phone again and be like, hey, so you want to do this too?
Oh, by the way.
So, yeah, the Sharks brought in goaltender Devin Dubnyk and a 2022 seventh-round pick for a 2022 fifth-round pick. Has Dubnyk fallen that far? I didn't know that. Anyways, like I talked about before, Columbus acquired Max Domi and a 2020 third-round pick for forward Josh Anderson. And we were talking about the Penguins before, re-signing their goalie, and there's a little bit of a controversy going on there in terms of who's going to be the starter. Not a problem anymore, as the Penguins sent goaltender Matt Murray to Ottawa for forward Jonathan Gruden, no, not the non-mask-wearing moron out in Vegas, and a 2020 second-round pick. It's not hard to wear a mask and keep it on your damn face, Gruden, you moron. Anyways.
I was shocked to see that Matt Murray was traded because, I mean, he came out of nowhere. I mean, they pretty much they sent Marc-Andre Fleury away to Vegas because they had so much confidence in this guy. He was a real troublemaker for the Capitals starting in 2016 in the playoffs. And now to see him get traded away, that's pretty shocking to me.
Well, he's been struggling, and it sounds like this dude, Jari dude's pretty good. So he's their number one now. I think they might, I don't know. I'll have to check, but I wonder if they're going to be in the market for a goaltender on Friday. Looks like Minnesota wasn't done. They brought in forward Nick Bonino, a 2020 second-round pick, and a 2020 fourth-round pick from Nashville for forward Luke Kunin and a 2020 third-round pick. And then the Rangers sent forward Elias Anderson with two S's for a 2020 second-round pick. Now, let me refresh the page real quick in case any trades went down while I was speaking because I wouldn't be surprised. Watch one actually have happened. While I was speaking. No, nothing happened. That's unfortunate. That would have been a fun moment. Yeah, that is what's going on. No, what's my line here? That was the past whatever, however long it's been since we've done this segment in the NHL.
Well, I mean, lots of stuff going on and lots of people staying busy. Now let's talk about it. So the NHL, at the beginning of the draft, Gary Bettman said, all right, we're going to be coming back January 1. That is our new start date. Originally, at the end of the Caps' tenure in the bubble, they said December 1st. That's not happening. They're moving it back to January 1. They're still not saying how they're going to do it with so much international travel, but that's not for us to decide. But all right, so here's the theory I think they should have and what they should do. So since the Winter Classic's not going to happen, it's not. Because January 1, there's no way you're going to have 70,000 people that close together.
You can still have an outdoor game.
I'm getting there. But you're not going to have 70,000 people in a stadium with the COVID-19 virus out there and still waiting for a vaccine. So I'm thinking, why not do some outdoor games on January 1, a la Mystery Alaska? Do it old school on a pond in Canada. Do it outside and make a whole day of it. Start your season that way. Because you can't have crowds. Okay, you can do pods of people, which even that's not 100% working correctly, but they are allowing certain amounts of people. And like, I think it was the number one draft pick for New York. He was in a red zone for wherever he was leaving. He couldn't be in a room with anyone but his parents and who they live with. Four people in the same house. That was it. Couldn't even have like a girlfriend or anything over because they're in a red zone up in Canada right now where they're, you know, the coronavirus is going nuts. So I say you do pond hockey outdoors on a pond in Canada. You get a couple, you know, spread it out a little bit if you do want to have maybe 25 people or something there as a crowd, but do it outside, you know, make it feel like it's the Winter Classic. But imagine like, you know, those beautiful mountains in Vancouver in the background. How nice would that be? That would be beautiful. But
well,
that's my theory.
Do
it Edmonton, sure, yeah. But don't do it indoors. Still keep it outside. Go in like little hockey towns, you know. What if you did a freaking pond game or something in Humboldt? How cool would that be to do it there to start the season? You're not getting a crowd anyway, so make it look different. Make it look fun.
Yeah, no, I think that would be really cool if they had an outdoor game. There's no way you're going to have fans. You know, I think it's... an interesting idea. When did they have to start getting the rink ready, though? Because I remember, wasn't it sometime like right after Thanksgiving they have to start working on the rink for the normal Winter Classic situation? Now, some of that's because it's being built in a football or a baseball stadium, but I feel like they need to start doing that kind of soon. So they really have to make a decision by probably early November to then get people in place to start putting that rink together.
I think at this point, they're pretty much just like, we need to get a season going.
They don't even know how.
But they're just like, we need a season. I don't think they're thinking of Winter Classic or outdoor games or anything like that. I legit think they're like, how are we just going to have a season? So
every
as simple
pod,
as they can.
They do an outdoor game. Hey, they say outdoor safer.
That's true. That is true.
So that's my thought. If that even one.
The bubble worked. We're seeing that right now in football. We saw that in baseball, that traveling around doesn't work, but the bubble 100% did work. So I think they're going to try to do that as much as possible. I don't know how you do a full season in a bubble, but
they already said they're not able to do a full season. My guess is they'll end up doing like mini bubbles.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But right now they're saying January 1 is the start. I highly doubt that happens, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, you're thinking January 2022.
I'm thinking September, October 2021 is when we'll be talking about hockey again.
So it's just like having a lockout.
Yeah. I truly believe that. Yeah. It sucks. I want hockey, but like I said, you got the Olympics in the summer, so they can't do a summer league. You've got flu season coming up, and we know COVID's, you know, not cured. There is no vaccine for it. You've got international travel. I mean, all of those things right now are not really an issue for baseball or football. I mean, the vaccine is, yes, but not the international travel and that kind of stuff. But I don't know. They have to be done. They have to be done and hand out the Stanley Cup by mid-June before the Olympics start. And I don't know how you do a even a half a season from January to May. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I don't really have a choice any other way.
That's why everybody should have been very thankful for the bubble hockey that we had and not complained about it. Because that might have been the last time you see it for a while.
Well, I don't think... Do we complain about the bubble hockey or do we just complain about the way the Caps played in the bubble hockey?
Well, no, there were a lot of fans out there that were like, oh, I don't want hockey in summer, or oh, I don't want this, or oh, I don't want that. And I was
then
just
you're
like,
not
hey,
getting hockey.
Hey, you're getting something. It's much better than watching the news. So, yeah.
That's certainly true.
What else should we talk about today? Is that it?
Let's see if anybody else got drafted, though. I didn't actually see if the Caps were then on the clock. Yep, we got a draft pick. The Capitals have selected left wing Oscar, O-S-K-A-R, so it's the cool way to spell it, not the grouch. Oscar Magnusson with the 211th overall pick, 7th round. That is the Capitals' last pick of the draft. So they are done. They have picked a bunch of forwards and a goalie.
All right, well.
That's, you know, it's a good draft. I think this kid, you know, we got the extreme Hendricks. And that was your joke from before. This is before we were recording. And we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related things when things happen. And I'm sure on Friday, there'll be some tweeting by both of us, you to me, when you're yelling at me because they signed Henrik Lundqvist. And then I actually wouldn't be surprised if the Caps make one or two more signings that day. Some might be for Hershey, but, you know, I think they have some holes in the roster they need to fill. And then you also see me on Twitter talking about all sorts of other things, from Arsenal Football Club to the Bills, occasionally the Washington Football Team, and other sports and other things as they come. But that's finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where we put when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of things related to the Washington Capitals, like news and interesting other aspects to the team that isn't news. We don't really do score updates per se. You know, but fun stories as they come out, but also things related to USA Hockey and just the NHL and hockey itself. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if people are not a Bills supporter, or I should say a member of the Bills Mafia, or a unfortunate supporter of the Washington Football Team like myself, and they happen to like a team based out of your town that is not 3 hours from New York, if you drive like a madman, is there a podcast they should check out?
That's right. You can go over and check out my Ravens podcast. It's called The Call. That's where we talk all kinds of fun Ravens news, and we cover the games and all that kind of good stuff. So make sure you check us out wherever you get. Here you go. Look at that. 254.
There's no way.
254.
Hold on. I'm doing it right now from my house to New York. Wait, where'd you put?
Times Square.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure you put the same thing. Oh, you know what? The issue right here. Okay, hold on. I think I know what the issue is. Although, I should make that. When I go to New York, I go to New Rochelle, which is north of the city. So you have to go through the city. So that might add some time. Mine says from my house to Times Square is 3 hours and 35 minutes.
And it takes you five, Grandpa.
No, that's not what that's if you stop for food.
And you're not, I'm never going on a road trip with you if you stop for food. You pack that before you get in the car.
No.
Yes.
Part of the great thing about traveling is you get to eat. You don't have to make your own food. People.
That's right. You get a bag of jerky. You get some trail mix.
I like jerky, but I kind of feel like it's overrated because of the cost. It's too expensive.
It is expensive. I'll give you that. But it's also delicious.
It is delicious, so. But I can finish a thing in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, and those things are like four servings as well. So that's even worse. Oh, yeah. Look at the back of the bag.
Oh, God, that explains a lot about my weight. Okay, I need to exercise more and not buy jerky anymore.
Yeah, you think you're being all healthy by eating jerky and serious? Not like sugary stuff.
Holy crap. Yeah. All right, fair enough. But you're wrong about the traveling thing, because you definitely need to be buying some food on your way, because it's part
No, you buy it beforehand.
No, man, it's part of the
jerky fun. Trail mix pretzels.
No, apparently you don't buy jerky because it's like 9 servings, even though there's like 8 pieces in there, so the math doesn't even work out.
All right, but check out my Ravens podcast. We had a new show come out just yesterday where we talked about the Ravens and Washington game as well, and got you ready for this week's upcoming game against the Bengals. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. All right, free agency starts on Friday. Coach Dan, what are you expecting? What are they going to do? What are the Caps going to do for free agency?
I'm thinking a goalie.
Yep.
Be it Lundqvist or somebody else. I'm not saying necessarily it's Lundqvist. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be the King, but we don't know yet. I'm saying Lundqvist or a goalie. You're saying Lundqvist.
Lundqvist, give me that jersey.
Yeah, it's like buying an Arnott one. Like, they're there for like a year or two. Like, why? Or a Kovalchuk at this point. No, I'm saying a goalie, a forward for the bottom six, maybe a trade actually as well, and then a depth signing. I'm saying probably 3 signings and maybe a trade. On Friday or this weekend?
I was just saying Friday.
Oh,
but
Friday.
If you
didn't... No. I'll actually, you know what? I'll go with that. A trade and 3 signings.
All right.
Maybe
cool.
The trade over the weekend, but I think if they make a signing for a forward, they might move another one out.
All right, we'll see what happens.
What do you think?
I think Lundqvist is coming to town. Think that's going to be great. It's
not bad Scottish.
It is, yeah. I can see. I definitely see some moves going on in the bottom six. I think we're gonna get some new players there, because obviously guys like Ponick and other players down there have not worked out. I think guys like Hathaway will probably stay, but a lot of things have not worked out in the bottom six. And I wouldn't be surprised if we got a defenseman as well. So, and then Dmitry Orlov can move. So. That's
right,
what I see.
He's going to move, or you just want him to move?
I think he's going to be the guy that he's got the most potential to move.
Because I don't know. I hit the mic thing. I'm trying to see who the like defensive free agents are going to be, and if there's Bufflin, if you want to spend the money, or if he's even interested.
No, he's not coming here.
I mean, Pietrangelo is going to cost too much. Oh, Kyle Turris got bought out. I forgot to mention that one earlier. I just want to see the players that are free agents, and now I've got some sort of giant thing here. All right. Anyways, I could see them moving out Orlov and signing someone, but I don't think it's going to be like a Pietrangelo, because the cap's just, it's flat cap. They don't have the money.
Now, I don't think it's going to be a signing like, oh my God, can you believe they got that one?
I mean, if you move Orlov, you need a second pairing defenseman, unless you think Jensen's your guy, in which case you need a third. But I don't think
Jensen's
their guy for the second pairing.
No.
Especially if you're going to pair him up with someone like Jonas Ingenthaler, assuming you re-sign him. So my guess is if they do sign a defenseman, it's someone for the second pairing.
Yeah, I think we've got one of each. We've got a new goalie, we've got a new forward, and a new defenseman coming to town. So... that's what I think.
All right, fair enough.
All right, well, that's it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next week after we get all the craziness of free agency done for this weekend. So,
and I'm off next week, so whenever you want to record.
All right, cool. All right, well, that's it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Wear a mask!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.